Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our summer sermon series, and this week we are celebrating life and Amazing Me. Our talk is by James Hiddell, a member of St. James. The readings are taken from Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6, followed by 13 to 18, and we begin with our memory verse taken from Psalm 139, verse 14. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The reading is taken from Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvellous. How well I know it. You watched over me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark place of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I cannot even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. This is the word of the Lord.
James is going to come and speak to us.
The most amazing machine on the planet can run on any terrain. It has hundreds of miles of electric circuitry and over 1,000 moving parts. It can withstand impacts that would dent steel plate, or repair its own bodywork without leaving a single mark. It can travel for miles on a few cups of water, or take to the air more gracefully than a rocket. Every model is different, a one-off built to order. And if you look after it properly, this machine will last a lifetime. You're amazing. We want you to stay that way.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James's Church. My name's James, and I occasionally do some preaching and some leading here as well. And Fabian's away at the moment, our vicar, so other people are stepping in to do a few things. And today I'm talking about Amazing Me. Last week, Mike shared a great message with us entitled about our amazing world, the amazing world we live in. And as part of that, some people were going around with a questionnaire and everyone had to vote on what your favourite animal was. Today, there's going to be another questionnaire coming round that's slightly different. It's a find someone who. So some smaller people will be coming around with clipboards and they need to find someone who has a name beginning with S, has blue eyes. No one needs to fulfill all of these criteria. It's just, you can just, if you're just one of these things, it's okay. Has blue eyes, likes eating sprouts, has flown on an aeroplane, has been to Exmouth Beach, can name all seven dwarves, has ridden on an elephant, can whistle a nursery rhyme, was born somewhere other than England, can roll their tongue, likes spiders, or has at least two pets. So if you feel like you fulfill one or two of those, then make us when the clipboards are coming around, make yourselves known and we'll jot your names down. And while that's happening, I've got another video for us to watch out that just says tells us a few interesting things about what it is to be human.
Here are 17 fun facts about the human body. The normal daily production of saliva flow varies between 0.5 and 1.5 liters. Infants are born with approximately 300 bones, but as they grow, some of these bones will fuse together. By the time they reach adulthood, they only have 206 bones. Fingernails grow about 4 times faster than your toenails. The average person has 67 different species of bacteria in their belly button. Babies don't shed tears until they're at least 1 month old. The jaw muscle is the strongest in the human body. Bones are about 5 times stronger than steel. Your left lung is about 10% smaller than your right one. Human teeth are just as strong as shark teeth. Scientists estimate that the nose can recognize 1 trillion different scents. Your blood makes up about 8% of your body weight. You lose about 4 kilograms of skin cells every year. An adult's blood vessels could circle Earth's equator 4 times if laid end to end. The largest bone in the human body is the femur, also known as the thigh bone. The smallest bone is the stirrup bone, which is located inside your eardrum. As you breathe, most of the air is going in and out of one nostril. Every few hours, the workload shifts to the other nostril. Skin is the human body's largest organ. Babies only blink once or twice in a minute, while the average for adults is 10 times a minute. Thank you for watching, teacher.
She's just asking you to subscribe at the end of that, so we can skip that bit. Now, I bet you're all going to, next time you're in the bath, clean your belly buttons a whole lot better than you normally would. But aren't humans amazing? And we're capable of doing amazing things. Think about the vaccines that protect us from diseases like polio and measles. These vaccines that save millions of lives every year. And also new treatments invented all the time for things like cancer and heart disease. And doctors and scientists are always working hard to find cures and treatments. Technological innovations. Our ability to invent and create has led to incredible technological advances. Think of the internet connecting people all around the world, allowing us to share information by the touch of a button. Humans have landed on the moon and explored Mars. These accomplishments show our curiosity and desire to understand more about the universe in which we live. And art, painters, musicians, writers, and more create works that inspire us and move us all the time. Think of the beautiful paintings in museums, the music that lifts our spirits, and the books that transport us to new worlds. This shows the depth of human expression and our ability to create beautiful things. And then there are the human achievements that don't make headlines. Helping a neighbor, comforting a friend, volunteering in the community, clearing out the church gutters and drains. There are ways we can make a difference. These actions reflect the love and compassion God calls us to show one another. Human achievements, big and small, reflect the amazing potential within us and the wonderful abilities that God has given us. We as a species are capable of great things, and these are just some of the things that stand as testament to the beauty of human life. But what does the Bible say about humans? Now, about a week ago, my youngest son announced that he wants me to perform a magic show at his birthday party. So I thought the best time to start practicing would be during my sermon on Sunday morning. I'm gonna need some help from some people with this. It looks like I've got a keen volunteer at the front already. Anyone else? I could do with three people, but people can do more than one thing if they'd like to. Looks like most people are still busy with their questionnaires. Okay, Lily.
I can help Lily, yeah.
Yeah. Right. First of all, I need you to demonstrate and show that there's nothing in there. Nothing at all. Let me zip it up. Otherwise, the magic that I do will just fall through the bottom. Let me just sprinkle out. Oh, good one. And can you look for and take out red? She's going to pull them all out, isn't she? Oh, well done. Without looking. More magic. Yeah, can you read it out, Rach? Brilliant. Be made in the image of God means we carry a part of his nature within us, making us valuable and worthy of respect. And in the reading we had today, the psalmist says, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." From the very beginning, God was involved in creating us, and he made us wonderfully. We are like pieces of art crafted by God's own hands. Now, I think I've got some... Oh. I've disappeared again. Can someone come and help me with some more magic? Are you coming up, Harry? Let me zip... Ooh. If you could just put your hand in to confirm to everyone that there is nothing there. It's all the way through. Can you do a little flourish of magic? Just sprinkle your hand over. Hang on. We need the magic first, Harry. Just do a magical wave. Yeah, perfect. They're very magical. Okay, now have a look. See if you can pull out something that's green. You can have a look in there. See if you can find something green. Brilliant. Do you want to read it out, or do you want me to read it out? Okay, thanks. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Hang on to that for me, Harry. Thank you. God has known us and loved us even before we were born. And in the reading we had today, the psalmist says, "You have searched me, Lord. You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise." God knows all our thoughts, words, and actions, and still he loves us deeply. It shows how much he cares about us. Now, I need someone to pull out the last. Oh, it's gone again. Can someone come and... Can I have one more volunteer? You coming up, Benji? Can you just put your hand in to show everyone that there's nothing in there at the moment? Hang on, Benji. I knew I'd be stuck with you. Right. Do you want to zip it up for me, Benji? Can you zip it up? Okay, hang on. Zip it up for me. And then you do the magic. Come on, I'll do the magic. Shall I put my hand in and pull it out as you're the magician? Thanks very much. One more. Brilliant. You want to take that away? You can take that back for me. Thanks. And the last one, from Matthew 10, verse 30. "Even the very hairs of your head are numbered." We are created, known, loved, and valued by God. Each of us is special and important, not because of what we do, but because of who we are, God's beloved creation. And in the psalm we had today, it says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body." I haven't been clicking on, have I? Got distracted with the magic. "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." God was watching over us even before we were born, planning our days. It tells us that our lives have a purpose a meaning designed by God. The Bible is very clear about the incredible worth and beauty of every human being. Yet in our everyday lives, we do often struggle to see ourselves through this divine lens. Even though the Bible tells us we're wonderfully made and loved by God, we still struggle with feeling worthy and special. It's easy to feel down about ourselves, especially when life gets tough or when we compare ourselves to others. Sometimes we feel like we don't measure up. We might think we're not smart enough, good enough, successful enough. Sometimes we all feel as though we don't deserve love or respect. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. It's normal to feel imperfect because we are. But that's not how God made us. It's not how he sees us, and it's not how he's left us. Understanding our true worth starts with recognizing who we are in God's eyes. We need to see ourselves the way God sees us. And he says that we are his beloved children, created with love and purpose. He sees us all as his beloved children, full of potential and worth, worth dying on a cross for. Even when you struggle with self-worth, remember, God sees you as precious and valuable. By accepting his love and grace, we can start to see our own worth more clearly. We are special because we are God's creation, and he loves us more than we can imagine. We are God's children, loved and valued beyond measure. By accepting God's love and grace, living out our purpose, reflecting his love, building a strong relationship with him, and surrounding ourselves with a supportive community, we can reclaim our divine identity. Despite our imperfections and struggles, we are deeply loved and valued. And each of us is a masterpiece of God's creation. There's a lot to unpack there in that quite long statement. But it's about attitude, isn't it? It's about making a conscious choice on our part to try to get to grips with his great love for us. It's about relationship. It's about relationship with him. Staying close to God, understanding him better through prayer, through reading the Bible, and through all the other sorts of ways that people down the centuries have gotten close to God, through meditation, through getting closer to nature. And it's about relationship with others. We have a responsibility to build one another up, because sometimes we all know we just can't do it for ourselves, and we need someone else to say something nice about us. I remember in my youth group many years ago, just wanted to leave you with one thought. This question came up, and I don't know if it was just my particular neck of the woods, but there was a statement going around: even if you were the only person in the world, God would still have died on the cross for you. And then someone who was really struggling with self-worth said, "Is that actually in the Bible? Does the Bible actually say that?" And the rest of us kind of had a quiet moment, looked at each other, and had to think. And we had to admit, I don't think, as far as we knew, we weren't experts at all at that age. Not an expert at this age either, but we did, as far as we knew, it wasn't a verse in the Bible. But then someone realized that the Bible does actually tell us that if each of us was the only person in the world, then yes, Jesus would have died for us. Fortunately, the Bible isn't just a list of statements and facts. It's not a manual or an encyclopedia. It contains far more truth than any manual or encyclopedia ever could. It's first and foremost a book of stories that tell a magnificent, overarching story about how much God loves his people. And there's one story in particular that answers this question exactly. That's this one. In Luke 15, verses 3 to 7, Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. He's not saying there that some people are in the 99 that don't need to repent. It's like each one of us is like a single lost sheep. Even if you were the only person in the world, Jesus would still have set out to save you. God seeks out each of us with unwavering love and dedication. He values us so much that he rejoices when we are found and brought back to him. No matter how lost or insignificant you may feel, you are precious to God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, known and loved by God, and created with a purpose. By embracing the truth of our divine identity, we can see ourselves as God sees us, unique, valuable, and loved. It's often not easy to do, and we each have to actively make a choice to listen to what God says about us many times over in our lives. Many times over, week by week often. But this is what we need to do so that we can live fully and joyfully as the people God designed us to be. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you for your great love for us. We thank you for all that you have done for us to attempt to show us how much you love us and how much we mean to you. Lord God, when we find ourselves feeling lonely, down, questioning our self-worth, would you by your Holy Spirit meet with us? In the simplest of ways, Lord, would you come alongside us and whisper to us, "I love you. I love you to death." Lord God, would you draw us closer to you that we might know you better, and that we may make you better known in your broken world, where so many people need to just hear that they are loved and valued. Would you inspire us to share that message with one another and with everyone outside of this building as well? In Jesus' name, amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening. And may God be with you today.